Hello guys, how are you? Today we will discuss about keywords clustering. Google is getting smarter with every passing day. The search engine is now quick to understand user intent and present accurate results to the user within a matter of seconds. Even though Google is getting smarter, businesses are still focused on limited keywords. However, landing pages today can rank for hundreds of keywords. To do just this, keyword clustering must be performed in regards to the content. Read this blog to understand keyword clustering extensively. What are keyword clusters and why they are necessary? Keyword clusters are groups of keywords that help a page rank for multiple keywords. These clusters represent searches with similar search intent. You can take an example of a road bicycle, black road bicycle, and gear road bicycle. Even though they are different searches, all of the searches indicate that the user wants to buy or know about road bicycles. If you rank only for the basic keyword, i.e. road bicycle, then you reduce your traffic for the other search terms. Therefore, you can lose out on valuable traffic, conversions, and sales. That's a huge loss for any business dealing in such services and products. A bicycle business would like to rank for all of the mentioned keywords. However, ranking for multiple, relevant keywords is possible with keyword clustering, which must be performed efficiently. With keyword clustering, a keyword can rank for its related terms as well. So, primary keywords and long-tail variants should rank for a web page. Therefore, with keyword clustering, the pages are likely to receive 10-20x traffic as a business starts appearing in searches for primary and its related keywords. Therefore, the business increases its visibility by appearing in more searches, which boosts the traffic. This further increases the traffic, leading to more conversions and leads, which then again increase the sales and revenue of a company. So, a business can largely benefit from keyword clusters, making them necessary for any business in today's time. How to get started with keyword clusters? As a business, you should know that this strategy is time-consuming despite it being highly beneficial. Keep in mind that this strategy requires intense keyword research, content creation, and overall a ton of work for the SEO and content team. However, it's the topic clusters that make a website Google-friendly as well as user-friendly. The benefits are as follows: faster ranking improvements on the SERPs. Allows you to build authority and expertise in your niche. Stronger rankings for long tail as well as short tail keywords. Boosted organic traffic. Better opportunities for link building. Follow the steps given below to get started with keyword clustering. 1. Start with your keyword list. The first step is to implement extensive keyword research. First, think of the primary keyword you would want to rank for. Every business provides some core services or products for which they would like to rank. A primary keyword can vary from business to business as products and services vary for each business. Once you have decided on your primary keyword, finalize terms related to it. These will become your long-tail phrases or similar search phrases. Hence, these keywords are subtopics of the main topics that people also usually search for, therefore, maximizing your search volume. You can also start with your business competitors and search for the terms they are ranking for. That can be a good place to start. After this initial search, you can use a keyword tool to find similar keywords, questions, Google autocomplete, and questions that search for products and services that are similar to yours. Target these key terms to acquire your ideal audience or customers. You can keep a track of your keyword research with the help of spreadsheets. It's the most effective way to manage keywords. To make the data more accurate, you can also add organic ranking difficulty, CPC, cost per click, and search volume. Having these parameters will assist you in prioritizing which keywords have the most value economically. Any business should aim for such keywords to get the maximum return. The number of keywords that experts from the best SEO company identify in their research can go up to 1,000 or maybe even more. However, when starting, 100 keyword search phrases are enough to identify multiple topic clusters that a website can be built around. Include keywords that bring the right type of audience to your website. Certainly, including the appropriate keywords for your website would attract the right audience to your website. These are the people that will most likely convert and give you the sales or the revenue. To divide your keywords into groups, once several keywords are selected, the next thing is to group them. Grouping the keywords allow us to arrange them. It's automatic to notice patterns with your keywords or search phrases. Therefore, you can group the keywords by subtopics, synonyms, phrases to conveniently divide them. This leads to cluster and keyword group formation. An example you can implement to divide keywords are similar search intent. One effective method to differentiate keywords is through search intent. If two keywords have similar search intent, you can easily group them. Think of a landing page that consists of dissimilar keywords. It's hard to write content on it that'll confuse the readers as well as the search engines. However, similar search intent keywords can be easily grouped. Search volume and CPC, cost per click, grouping and selecting keywords with search volume and CPC determines those keywords that are profitable, as well as those that have some traffic on them. Grouping the keywords as per these parameters can also be done. Therefore, include only those keywords that have some search volume and profitable CPC. Ranking difficulty. Some keywords can get ranked easily, while others are tough to get a spot on. Keywords that are possible to get ranked organically should only be included in your keyword list. With these parameters and divisions, your keyword count should reduce. But don't fret, as the aim is to focus only on relevant, profitable keywords. Within these remaining keywords, you should form keyword clusters. 3. Start creating your pillar pages with keyword clusters. Once you have decided on the keyword cluster, you are ready to write and optimize the content for your business website. In a way, keyword clusters represent the niche topics of your website. Referred to as the pillar pages, they are broader and focus on educating or attracting the customer. They are lengthy and talk about topics at length. Landing pages, on the other hand, are used more for conversion purposes and focus on individual topics. Also, ensure that the pillar pages follow the best on-page SEO practices. A content optimization tool can help you arrange or optimize your content effectively for your overall website.